Hello, everybody. All of my BeFit members, how's everybody doing? It is so good to have the first 4 weeks under our belt. I've been hearing some great things back from the trainers, and I am super, super excited about it. So I'm just going to give people a few more minutes to come onto the line. There are two different ways, as you know. There are a bunch of people that are listening to this over their webcast. So if you're listening to this on your webcast, I believe there's a button there that says submit a question. So if you want to, you can just click on that button and ask a question, and I can go back and forth between a few screens, and I'll answer some questions at the end. And if you're on the phone and you're listening to this, you can hit *2 on your phone, and I'll let you know this at the end to open up the line for questions. You can hit *2 on your phone, and when you hit *2, I will unmute the line. That will basically show me that your hand is raised. I will unmute the line, and then we will be able to ask a question. So, again, I'm super excited. I have a few housekeeping things that I want to go over, more about the process. Now that we've had the first 4 weeks, I really kept pretty straightforward as far as our intentions, and I'll review those intentions. I'll go over in depth of kind of what I want those intentions to, you know, the purpose of those intentions. And then now going forward, we're going to shift the process a little bit because I'm getting some feedback from the trainers, and the trainers have been hearing from you, so we're going to shift the process just a little bit. So, first I want to thank my whole staff and the trainers for really making this happen. I think it's been a great experience so far, and it's only going to get better, and I'm super excited about the next 4 weeks, actually in the next 5 months, that you guys are going to be engaged. Just we have so many cool things on the on the docket. At the beginning, you're just trying to get into it, right? So I know that we're going to go into weights, and people are really and if you're taking your weights every day, and some people are getting frustrated because they hear other people are having, you know, great successes, and I'm going to talk about all of that in the expectations for the first 4 weeks. I just want to talk about some housekeeping stuff. So as when we originally put the program together, we set aside, I figured that, you know, because I want to be respectful for everybody's time and the trainer's time, so I figured that we'd be able to do the programs in 70 minutes. I figured we, you know, people would show up. Right when they show up, they would take their weights. Then once you take your weights, it should take about 5 minutes. You run upstairs, you could go into the meditation room, you review your wins, your challenges. Then we would start the intentions. Now they're a little bit longer, and I'm going to tell you why. But, you do the mental intention, then you would go into your meditation, and then that would leave about 40 minutes of working out. So it isn't quite happening that way. Some people are coming in a little bit late, or and some things are running over. A lot of people have questions. So we really want to try to, just so we can respect everybody's time, I want to really try to, I know 70 minutes might be a little bit pushing it, but maybe 75 minutes, trying to get the whole process done within that period of time. So we just ask that you show up on time. And one of the changes that we're going to do, if you notice, in the beginning of the, of the meditations, before the meditation, I give the audio, and then it says we are now going to prepare to go into meditation. But what I'm going to change this time is I'm recording the meditations, and I'm recording the meditations to be such that you'll be listening to me while you have the Muse devices on. And so you'll basically what will happen, instead of listening to the meditation first, then listen to my intention, then you'll go into meditation. You'll be listening to my intention while you're in meditation. So we're going to just, we're going to push that meditation that, we're going to change that process a little bit. So you're meditating and listening to me at the same time. So we're going to increase that process of the meditation to 8 minutes. So that's that whole process will take 8 minutes. And then second is when you're in meditation. I know some people are having some tough times, you know, with the Muse device. If you're doing that, let me know. I wonder what there have just been some quirks with them. So just let us know. The trainers are there. They'll help you. So that takes care of that. And then if you have any questions, I want you to be able to use the website to ask me questions, because I know you've been relaying questions to the trainers, and then the trainers have been relaying questions to me in comments. But if you have any questions, please go on the website. And Carol, I really appreciate you for going on the website and asking a question for tonight. Go on the website where I post everything. And I'll tell you another change that I didn't expect to do, but I'm doing that anyway. But I post everything on AtlantisWellness.com/BeFit. So on BeFit, what I'm doing is I'm doing an audio, a recording each week on the intention. So at the beginning, I wasn't doing that, but I started doing that last week. And then this week, if you notice, it's structured a little bit differently. So if you go to BeFit, you'll see mental intention, and then I give a video. Then you'll see physical intention, and I gave a video. And then you'll see biochemical and nutritional intention, and I gave a video. So please keep going back to that AtlantisWellness.com/BeFit site, because I keep posting things there, and then you can always ask questions there also. So to review, we're going to go over the last 4 weeks of intentions. And another thing that I want that I told the trainers that I want to focus on is if you probably haven't listened to this week's intention because it's only Tuesday, but the mental intention this week is about relationships. And you know, we are in our brain. Let me make sure. No, it's about you're a product of your beliefs. Sorry, relationships is coming up. I just recorded that one. So you're a product of your beliefs. So what does that mean? You know, if you want better health, you need to change your beliefs, because our life, we live on these programs that were basically, they were laid out by our parents, our preachers, and our teachers. So when somebody comes into me with anxiety or they come into me with stress, I know that the problem isn't happening now. It's an old program that was happening when you were a kid, where you were being yelled at, or if your parents had money problems, then you're going to develop into money problems. It's these old programs are running in the back of our brains, and they're basically running our life. So 90% of what goes on in your day happens on autopilot. Only 10% of what goes on in your day are you controlling. So what do I mean? When you're driving a car and your phone rings and you answer the phone and you start talking, well, guess who's driving the car? Not your conscious brain, your subconscious brain. That's why sometimes you'll slow down and because your body is on autopilot. You can't think about something. You can't think about too many things at one time. So what that means is most of the stuff where, oh, we've failed or we get into a program and then then it dies off. All happens from this little subconscious person on your shoulder that keeps talking to you. And that, unfortunately, that stuff is from old stuff in our past. So we are good at what we can control. We can control working out, right? I mean, the trainers are killing you. They're pushing you. But you can, you know, in January, somebody can, you know, force an exercise program, or you can eat right for a certain period of time, because that is something that you can control. But when you start to, you can start on a high, but when things get old, what will happen? Well, you'll fall off the exercise program, you'll start eating lousy again, because we go back to our old programs. So what I told the trainers I want to do, you know, focus more on is after you go into these intentions, after you come out of meditation, I want you to bring your journal upstairs in the I want you to bring your journal upstairs in the meditation room, and I want you to write something in your journal at the end of your meditations. because it's important to be able to dive into our subconscious brain. And when you're in meditation, that is what you're tapping into. You are able to tap into your subconscious brain, and you'll be able to come up with answers. So I'm going in with the intentions just to stimulate thought in these specific areas. And then what I want your job to be is I want your job to kind of get into these meditations and then come out with something. And just at the beginning, your brain is a muscle too. You have to start working it, and you got to start thinking about it, because the most difficult thing to change is that subconscious brain. But the way you do it is you start writing down, you start thinking, and so start taking these meditations and these intentions, you know, to heart, because we're going to kind of be working with these a little bit more. So when we talked about week one was very simple. I was just talking about what living a 3D lifestyle means. And these intentions are coming in three areas. They're coming in the mental, right? So eat right. Oh, no, sorry. Think well, nutrition, eat right, and physical, be fit. So eat right, be fit, and think well. The nutritional intention, half of your body weight in ounces of water, week one. It was very, very, very quick. And, I mean, very simple. I know it sounds simple, but you want to drink half of your body weight in ounces a day. And it's important, because we'll be talking more about sleep in the next few weeks, to have all of your hydration done 2 hours before you go to bed. You want to have 90% of all of your hydration done. If not, you're going to wake up in the middle of the night, and most of you are going to go pee in the middle of the night. Now, the problem is that interrupts your sleep patterns. So you don't get a great night's sleep when you're drinking a lot of water right before bed. So I want to have your hydration done. And then the physical thing was, on week one, was to sleep on your back and have that pillow underneath your neck. If you listen to the audios this week, I talk about some neck exercises. One of my major focuses with creating this type of a program is to establish a good cervical curve, because what happens is the cervical curve helps, you know, causes the spine to break down. You'll see that in your week five intentions. But one of the biggest things, sleep on your back, pillow underneath your neck to start to get that cervical curve changed. And I know at the beginning it's super difficult to sleep on your back, but you just keep working on it. Then we moved into week two. Week two was establish your true north. Without a goal, like I was talking to a friend today, without a goal of where you're trying to go, everything is going to be a distraction for you. Without a goal, it's very difficult to tell the difference between opportunity and distraction. So we want focused goals on what we want to do, and we call it living the 3D lifestyle in these three areas. So mental, physical, and biochemical. So mental goal would be, I want to be happier. I want to be more positive. I want to have a better IQ. I don't know. I want to read three books, personal development books for this year. I want to listen to mine. I love listening to audios. I want to listen to six audios. So you come up with something that nurtures your brain. I want to write in my BeFit journal every day. These goals that help move your mental thought process forward, because that is ultimately what holds us back. You know, arguably, I'm going to say that the mental component of this program is one of the most beneficial parts of it, because it is what's going to keep you on track. Exercise, super important. Eating right, super important. But if you don't have the right mindset, everything falls apart. Now let's go into the nutritional aspect. So in week two, nutrition, we talked about going 14 hours I'm looking at an old one. So I did end up switching some things up, but the nutritional one was obviously gluten-free. So we started up, we started the gluten-free challenge, and I know, and I'm going to be talking about this with weight, I know a lot of people had some great success with it, and then everybody's been monitoring their weight, but then some people didn't lose weight, and they got very frustrated. I'm going to go into why that is. And then we talked about keeping your stomach flexed all day long. We're going to start to implement some ab challenges and stuff like that. your stomach is an integral part of your core system, and your stomach is designed to be flexed all day long. So you want to keep it nice and tight. That is, you know, if you like that as a physical challenge, then make that be one of your 3D principles. I'm going to be focused on keeping my stomach flexed. I want to have six-pack abs. Whatever it is, come up with these goals in these areas nutritionally. I want to be, you know, gluten reduced. I want to be, you know, I don't want to be eating sugar. I want to get off my cupcakes, whatever it may be. Or maybe it's a weight goal. Then we moved into week three. Time management. This is super important because I had to go through something in my life where I had to write down an account for every minute of my day, and I had to do that for 3 days straight. And it is so surprising how much time I was just wasting doing nothing. We have so much time in our day, and when I hear people say, "Oh, I don't have enough time," that drives me crazy because you do, but you need to figure out where you're wasting your time. And that's one of the most powerful things that you can do is set apart an hour, a half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever, a day, every single day at the same time where you work on these principles. You work on writing in your journal. You work on doing your nitric oxide dump. You work on doing some exercise in the morning. You nurture your brain. We have to have think time, and you got to set that time aside. And you guys know about the Power Hour. You have it in your handouts. Then for week three, our intention was very, very simple. It's just exchange your fats. So fats are going to become a much larger part of this program as we start to go forward into intermittent fasting, into 24-hour fasts and stuff like that. And because oils are super important to stabilize your insulin levels and to stabilize your sugar levels. As a nutritionist, it's so crazy how when I went to school, you know, 20 years ago, and I was getting my nutritional degree, how much the research has changed, and we're all under this whole just a totally different assumption of what health is. And it's been crazy for me to go down this, you know, what healthy eating is path for the last 6 years, because totally changed my thought process. But oils are good, avocado, coconut, olive oil, healthy, good oils is what you want. You want to get off of the hydrogenated soybean oils and all that garbage, because that stuff is, you know, very reactive, causes a lot of free radicals in your body. It's just bad stuff. And then the physical, never stretch in the morning time, right? You want to stretch, but you don't want to stretch in the morning time because you're 200% more likely to hurt yourself. And then it gave you some specific stretches, hamstring stretches and piriformis stretches and different stuff you can look on the website. And another thing, if you've missed any of these videos that I've done, you can go to AtlantisWellness.com/BeFit, all one word, and then there's something at the top of the page that says archived videos. You can hit the click here button there. I think it's actually the word here. If you click there, it'll take you to all of the old videos. And every time I take a video off of that site, I post it back on that site. And so it's basically a link from your homepage. It's AtlantisWellness.com/BeFit, and then there you'll see the archive video link, and you just click on that. Then we moved into last week, week four. Week four was becoming a ripple maker. So becoming a ripple maker means, you know, there are things that you're going to go into this program with, and there are things you might have tried, there are things your friends might have tried, eating gluten-free, going off of sugar, and then people, this is bad for you, that's bad for you. Listen, make your own decision. Don't tell people, you know, everything that you're doing. Just tell them you're in an awesome process. You're changing your life. You're writing in your journal, and you're getting engaged in a process. And then once you start to build your roadmap, week in, week out, you're going to have these changes, right? We're having these intentions. And then now I'm going to talk about how your weights fluctuate is super important in determining how these intentions work for you. So So once you start to get these intentions, you start to make these changes, and you start to see the results, now you're starting to become more confident in what you are. Now you're becoming a ripple maker. You're starting to create, you know, through consistent action, you're becoming more confident, and then you'll see the people around you change. And that's how it works. You don't look for somebody else to change and try to follow them. It's hard work. You got to get, you know, if this was easy, everybody would be doing it. You got to get in your own mind. You got to work on your emotional health and well-being, and then you become strong and confident in what you're doing. And then, you know, some of these intentions are going to work for you, and some of them aren't. And that's okay, because, you know, and that's what I don't want you to get frustrated. This is your own path. Your journal that you are creating is your roadmap. It's not the person to the left of you. It's not the person to the right of you. It's your roadmap. And now we went into the nutritional intention with this intermittent fasting. People are going to say, what the heck are you talking about? Fasting, going off of food. What, are you going to starve yourself? You hear it. Oh, of course you're going to lose weight. You're starving yourself. And you hear all of this stuff. And then as you start losing weight, people are going to start saying, because they said it to me, oh, my God, you're too thin. You got to eat. It's all of the lobsters in the pot. They all try to pull you back in as you start to change, because people, just like your body doesn't like to change, people, unfortunately, they say they want to see you change, but then they'll all try to bring, you know, they'll try to pull you back down. That's why it is so important to stay on target and to stay, you know, to stay focused on what you're doing. And one, I believe that one of the most powerful intentions for the first 4 weeks is that power hour or power half hour. Spend time working on your intentions in journaling and start to get into your own mind. So now I want to address what, like, getting into your own mind means with these weights, because I know people are having a lot of frustrations and people are getting dizzy, and there's a lot of, when your body changes, right? So let's talk about a concept right now called homeostasis. In layman's terms, homeostasis is balance. Your body wants to achieve balance, okay? So now balance is the sameness. Your body loves the sameness, and it will equalize to a homeostasis in that, let's say, is weight. So your body wants to create a balance in a balance state. So let's say person A, they take themselves off of gluten, okay? And now person A takes themselves off of gluten, and all of a sudden they lose 10 pounds. And they are eating so good because they've taken themselves off of gluten. Their body is going to resist them at the beginning, like you heard the calls. Your body resists you. You don't feel good. You get tired. You get dizzy. Your body's fighting you because you are throwing the body out of balance. Whether it's a good change or a bad change, your body is going to react negatively first to any change, and then it's going to create a new balance. So some people will take themselves off of gluten, and they'll lose 10 pounds, and then they won't be able to break through that. You're correct, because your body has created a homeostatic environment or balanced state to going off of gluten. So you can't go off of gluten again or go off of gluten more, because your body has created the state of how gluten affected you. On average, gluten's going to affect somebody 10 pounds, but sometimes gluten won't affect anybody, you know, and you'll maintain the same weight. But that means that is not an issue for you, right? I mean, obviously, gluten is in wheat. You want to stay away from processed foods, but some people can tolerate wheat. Most people go off of gluten, more specifically carbohydrates, and they're going to, they go off of gluten, but they still stay high on carbohydrates. Your body might not fluctuate. But in general, the principle that we want to get is this homeostasis. Your body is going to achieve balance. Now, there are other things in the process, and it's not all just nutritional, and it's exercise, but it's also sleep. You're going to notice one of these intentions is going to be coming up. You're going to need to get more sleep. So you might notice that, all right, you lost 2 pounds, or you didn't lose any weight doing, you know, some nutritional stuff, But then all of a sudden you're getting, you know, let's say we focus and we try to get 8 hours of sleep. Now you lose 4 pounds. And you're like, how the heck? I am eating the same, I'm exercising the same, but I lost 4 pounds. What the heck is going on? And we talk about all of this in the upcoming intentions, because what's happening is it's not just physical. I mean, it's not just exercise. It's not just eating right. There are other things. You might come to terms with a relationship or something that happened to you in the past by kind of going into some of this deep work that we have a little bit moving forward, and that might shed a layer, like picture a layer of an onion. As you peel back the layers of an onion, your weight's going to fluctuate. So there's a difference between moving the scale to get to your goal body weight and day-to-day fluctuations. Day-to-day fluctuations is why I have you taking your weight every single day, because I want you to know how these lifestyle habits affect you. So it's important to know that the person to the left of you and you personally, you're two different people and with two different stress patterns and two different lifestyles. You're not going to respond the same. And some people won't respond at all in 4 weeks to anything because their body is in so much stress and has so much cortisol that there's other things that are going on. But as, like I said, there are highs and lows. This program, it's a six-month program because you'll get results over that period of time. But when you start to change, if your body's not ready for the change, your body is going to resist it, and you're not going to get the weight changes that you want. Think 6 months. Don't think week to week. And even though the reason why I have you taking your weights week to week, because I want you to see the daily fluctuations, because you'll notice. You might lose 2, 3, 4 pounds and go out on the weekend and have drinks, and then next thing you know, 7 pounds back on. Alcohol is a killer. You're going to yo-yo if you do stuff like that. So limit your drinking, limit your carbohydrates, limit your sugar, and this is all stuff that we have going forward. Wow, that is a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm going to go over to the webcast, right? I'm going to open it up now. I'm going to see if anybody has questions. If anybody – oh, there was a question I remember. Sorry, Cal. I looked at the question today. If you want, you can ask it again, but I believe it was probiotics and multivitamins. So going through this process, we are going to be talking about probiotics and multivitamins. If you're taking one, that's great. If you're taking a probiotic is always good for gut health. I wanted to make some changes at the beginning before we did all that, because if we made – too many changes, then I like to limit variables. That's why I'm only making a few changes each week, and then you will decide which ones you like, and then you'll decide which ones to stick with. So the one I would say to stick with would be that Power Hour. You focus on I know I'm saying hour. I couldn't do it for an hour at the beginning, so I did Power half an hour. But you stick with a certain time for the day, and you work on that time to do your exercises. You'll do your plank challenges, you do your ab challenges, every exercise, every different challenge that comes in for the week. You'll do it in that time frame, so it's not random throughout the day. I just think that creating consistency, in creating rituals is what moves your life forward. And without that, things kind of become a little chaotic. So if you are on the phone and you want to ask a question, all you have to do is hit *2 on your phone, and then that will show me that your hand is raised, and then I can unmute the line. If you are on the computer and you want to ask a question, you can type it in, and then I'll be able to answer a question. I believe I am doing this correctly. Okay. All right. So if anybody has any questions, you can ask a question now, *2 on your phone. I don't see any hands raised. I know nobody wants to be the first one to ask a question. I won't call you out. Well, actually, if you're on the phone, you'll be unmuted, so you will. But if you're on the computer, because I know there are a whole bunch of you are listening to me through your speakers on your computer, you can can ask a question. And I don't see any questions coming in. All right, guys. So again, super psyched. I want to thank the trainers. I want to thank, you know, my staff, obviously Lori, and you guys for being engaged and sticking with it. So it's good. I'm looking forward to the next, the next 4 weeks and the next 4 week call. Our calls will be on Sunday night. The reason why I didn't have a call this Sunday night was because of the Super Bowl. I didn't think anybody wanted to listen to me during the Super Bowl, so we didn't have one. So this call is recorded. I did record the call, so I am going to post this call on the site. That should be posted by tomorrow, the next day. So if you want to listen to it again, you can. And again, thanks, guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.